Brad, what have you done now?
And he joins me on the show right now, the host of Common Knowledge going into syndication. His name is Mr. Joey Fatone. Joey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm excited to talk to you for a variety of reasons. But let's talk about the show first, Common Knowledge. This is a different kind of game show. It kind of reminds me in some ways of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? But it's trying to assess what people know, what they should know just by living life.
Correct.
Is that right?
That is right. It's basically one of those practical everyday questions that everybody kind of should know. And it's been a blast because, again, it does make you feel like, are you smarter than a fifth grader kind of thing? Because the beauty part about it is all ages can watch this show. Of course, it's a fun, family-friendly show, but it's really interesting to see where their mind's at. Because sometimes, you know, you'll have people like, oh, well, you know, my aunt's a nurse and I know that it's this, and they'll get the answer wrong and then we'll prove it out and we'll explain why. And it's always interesting to see their look on their faces where it's like, I thought I knew that. And it's the same thing when you're watching it on TV. You cannot help but want to answer and shout out these answers. And anybody from 9 years old to, you know, 102 can watch it. So it's one of those things where it's just great. Again, you're not trying to break the bank or win millions of dollars, but in the four rounds, you know, whoever has the most points can get it to the bonus round to win a chance to win $10,000. So it's been great. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you know, I was watching some of the show today, and you just seem so natural at the game show element of it, the hosting of the game show. I know you've done it before, but was this ever on your radar, even back when you were doing music? Was hosting or being a game show host ever on your radar?
It always was in the back of my mind when I was young. You know, I've always watched, you know, Price is Right, Let's Make a Deal, and then also, you know, I'm a huge fan of Pressure Luxor too. My thing is you know, when I started to do a bunch of different things, obviously with NSYNC, and then I did Broadway, and then I did Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the Stars is what really opened up me to kind of host things because people saw my personality. You know, they saw those little vignettes of just me just being silly and being fun, and what you see is what you get kind of thing. So when that happened, I got a phone call to do TV Guide Network. I did the red carpet for like 2 years with Lisa Rinna, and that was fun. You know, again, it was perfecting that craft of learning and being on your feet and having the IFB in your ear and all that kind of stuff that goes with it. And then over the years, you know, like I said, for Common Knowledge, it's crazy to see. You know, we were doing, 130 episodes in about 4.5 weeks. We did 6 shows a day. So Monday through Friday, I was shooting 6 shows a day, which gets a little grueling. But again, that's that whole repetition. That's that whole thing. That's why, you know, again, I've always loved being, you know, seeing those shows and wanting to be on it. And now that I'm doing it, yeah, it's a little grueling, but it's so rewarding.
No, I definitely understand that. And doing the 6 shows a day, that kind of gets you quicker to this goal of syndication, which you have now reached. I mean, this is the goal for everybody, to get into syndication, and now you're going to be on Fox. How big of a deal is that for you?
Yeah. Well, it's a huge deal. You know, right now it's in the testing stages. I hope it remains. You know, obviously they got to test it out and see what works. A lot of people have been very positive. Hopefully it stays. So for people out there that are listening, DVR it, even if you don't want to watch it, just record it anyway, just so I get the rating and I can actually be syndicated. But it's one of those things, again, it's, you know what, either or, I've been happy doing it. You know, it's great to even just be on Game Show Network. If we get syndicated and it remains, I'd be even, you know, ecstatic as well, because then a lot more people get a chance to watch it. And I know everything that's been going on, you know, it's a nice little outlet to get away for 30 minutes, or if you binge watch a few episodes, why not, you know? I think it's just a great thing to just kind of get your mind off of, you know, everything that's been happening, but you can also learn things in the process of watching the show.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to remember exactly what it was when I was watching, but there are some things that just get passed down to you from your parents or something like that, and you always think that it's true, and then this game show makes you think, oh, wait a minute, I was lied to my entire life. Thanks, Dad, I appreciate it.
Correct. It's like one of those things of like, one of those things like when you eat after you eat, you can't go jumping in a pool because you get a cramp. No.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Those old wives' tales, I guess, is what they say. But it is a real fun show. I hope that it continues to go into syndication. This seems like it could be a mainstay. I really think that this is one of those that could be a mainstay. Yep. And there's been so many great game shows, you know. I mean, whether you mentioned a couple of them, like Pressure Luck, Let's Make a Deal. To me, when you do the Mount Rushmore game shows, there's a few that already have to go on there. It's kind of like doing your top five rappers, dead or alive. You have to put Biggie and Tupac on there. It's just you have to do it. But but to me, like, what, the Mount Rushmore, you have to put Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune on there. And then what else? What else is in the top five game shows of all time, according to Joey Fatone?
Wow. Oh, definitely Jeopardy's there. I believe Wheel of Fortune. pressure Lux as it even came back. You know, you have a few. I think the Newlywed Game was also a great show.
Oh, yeah.
God, there are a lot. Even the one that Alec Baldwin's doing right now, Match Game. It's, you know what, it's fun to watch the old school ones, and it's amazing that even younger generations are enjoying it, even the same old format. Certain formats will never change because they're just very entertaining and they work. So those kind of things, like I even said in a couple of interviews, Pressure Luck came out when I first saw it. It was amazing. Then they came out with one called Whammy, which it was the same show, but they changed the little Whammy guy differently, and they did a whole bunch of, and it just didn't work. It just didn't feel right. Elizabeth Banks just brought it back again. I think it's on ABC, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember what network. But watching it, it's the same format like it was the original. And it's so, I was so excited to watch it. I was like, oh, my God, you got to watch this. I watch it all the time now.
Yeah, no, I think those are all good ones. And I can't believe I left out Family Feud. Family Feud has to be on there, which you've had a lot of work with in the past, Family Feud. Yeah, I mean it's one of the great game shows, and really Steve Harvey has figured out a way to make that his own show. I don't know how he's pulled that one off, but every host has had their, you know, the element that they've added to it, but Steve Harvey's really made it his show.
Yep. Yeah, he did. No, he definitely did. He's really good with the contestants. I actually even was on, it was really funny because I was even on the show with a bunch of, we did like a boy band and a girl band team, a charity and celebrity one. So when we were with Steven, it was really funny because obviously I was the announcer for 3 seasons. But it was interesting to be there and to really play the game, you know? It's one of those things where it's just, you know, again, I've done in my career, now it's always funny because now they have all these celebrity games, and I'm like, I want to play all of them. So, like, I've done $10,000 Pyramid. I've done, I did that with Lance. I did Match, 25 Words or Less with Lance as well. Me and Lance keep doing shows together all the time. He's very competitive. That's probably why. And I even did my own show that I hosted, the Singing Bee, and I did Family Feud. It was awesome. It's been great. You know, again, thank goodness it's opened up those doors to let me do those kind of things and have fun with it.
No, absolutely. And you come across like you're actually enjoying the game, which is a big part of being a great host or even a competitor, is actually having fun with it. And I couldn't do the pressure, though, of the Pyramid. I would feel bad for the person that I was working with. I feel like the pressure's on the celebrity to make them look good, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at crunch. Yeah, I'm pretty good at those kind of crunch things. It does get frustrating, confusing, because I was there for the actual Pyramid. You know, I won to the next round, and I was trying to help, and it was so hard not to say the damn word. It was so hard. It's like one of those things where you're just like, oh my God. But again, I guess I've just been very competitive at games. I'm not a huge competitor in sports, but I'm really good at like fun, you know, board games. I mean, that's kind of why I think it's been in my blood, and I love, you know, hosting Common Knowledge.
Yeah, again, Common Knowledge in syndication now on Fox. Make sure you check your local listings. Joey, one thing that I got to talk to you about. So you, as a part of NSYNC, you were my first concert ever, 1998, Compaq Center, Houston, Texas. First one I ever went to. I was a young kid, went with my sister. And so NSYNC has always been a part of my life. And I just got into like a really big Twitter battle the other day, like last week. Have you seen all these versus battles that have been going on Instagram? Swizz Beatz and Timbaland are kind of hosting them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yep, I just got interviewed by TMZ the other day about doing a Backstreet versus NSYNC.
Wait, is that happening?
No, that's not happening. Oh, they asked me, what did I think about it?
Well, what do you think? Do you think that y'all would win?
It all depends. Again, I wouldn't know the statistics, or not the statistics, I should say, more the details. Meaning, if you go just apart by each group, you know, us and Backstreet, do you go solely on how many albums? Because let's be real, Backstreet came out with a lot more albums than NSYNC did. Then if you're going with the hit songs, is it just hit songs? We may have a little bit more than they do, and as opposed to numbers are concerned, they may have more hits though. Then if you dig into solo people, that's a whole other ballgame that we would crush because of Justin, because of JC. You know, Nick has brought out an album, so has, I believe, AJ. Had they been as successful as Justin? No, I don't think so. Let's be real. You know, facts are facts. So people are always like, oh, well, you know, Joey's saying that, you know, Backstreet's going to, you know, NSYNC's going to beat Backstreet. It depends on how you set it up, is really what it is. But again, the funny part about it is I always bust chops because I'm friends with a lot of them. I mean, I talked to Nick. Oh, gosh, I talked to AJ a couple of days ago. I talked to Nick a while before. So I talked to a lot of the guys, believe it or not. And it's always so funny that people make it to be like this whole battle thing, and it never has really been that way. But again, sometimes it's fun and we just run with it.
Hey, sometimes you got to. And I think 20 for, so the way they do it is 20 records for 20 records. So you do 20 rounds, a song apiece. I think NSYNC would got it. Just run the greatest hits, hit no strings attached. We're going to wrap this thing up for the hometown, for NSYNC.
I appreciate it. Yeah, again, I'm sure it would be fun, but who knows if all of us would want to do it. I don't know if this is the logistics, but, you know, it would just be fun anyway. Why not? You know, it's one of those things where, for me, it's like life's too short. They got better albums and better records, and so be it. Okay.
Well, hey, life's too short, but we should enjoy it while we're here. So everyone, make sure you go enjoy watching Common Knowledge, hosted by Mr. Joey Fatone. Check your local listings to see it. Well, hopefully it gets in syndication, and it's a mainstay. It's going to be the next Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune. We got to support the show. Joey, I appreciate you for coming on the show, man.
No, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?